Well, good morning, everybody. What's up? This is Forrest. And on behalf of the Good Life family, we just want to say we hope you guys are having a restful and an awesome holiday season. You had a Merry Christmas together with family. And as a church family, we can't wait for this experience this morning just to worship together. And in just a moment, we're going to hear a powerful word from our executive pastor, Kel. And just so you guys know, going forward in this season of transition, Kel is an amazing communicator, and he's going to be kind of carrying some of that load for us, as well as me and some of our elders. And we're really looking forward to diving in together. And our hope for this morning, and my hope is that, you know, I know you're going to be watching this online and through video, but I don't want it to be a time where we just necessarily sit back and, you know, just watch it like an Instagram feed or a Facebook video. But my desire is, I really believe that wherever you are this morning, that God can meet you right there in your living room. So in just a moment, I'm going to pray for us and just open us up with a song, and then Kel's going to give a word and we'll come back and worship together. But man, let's just begin to invite the Lord into this, and I'll pray for us even now. God, we just lift high your name. God, we come right now scattered in different places, God, but through technology, Lord, we gather under the name of Jesus as your church, as your people. And Jesus, we just ask that you be glorified. It's in your name. Amen.
We worship you, Lord. Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. We'll see how his love overcomes. God, you do great things.
That's right.
Oh, God, you do great things. Oh, oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. Oh, hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, oh, hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, oh, hero of heaven, you conquer the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom. Oh,
church family, let's hear a word from our executive pastor, Kel.
What's up, Good Life? We hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas, and we can't wait to all be back together on January 6th as we continue to pursue the vision of what it means to love enough to share the good news and to share life together. You know, I know we're in a lot of different places this morning, probably all over the country, maybe even around the world, but it's so cool to be united not only by technology, but by the same Spirit guiding us into worship and guiding us right into His Word. And as we think about the year that was and we think about the year to come, I just want to ask you a question as we get started this morning. If you had all the resources you could ever possibly need, what would you do in the next year? If you had all the moments and all the money you could ever want, ever desire to accomplish whatever dreams you might have, what would you do? Like, would you go back to school and finish that degree? Would you maybe buy a sports team and run it the way it's supposed to be run? Would you please do it so that the Bucks could win a championship? Or maybe, you know, maybe what you really want to do is knock out all those home improvement items that have been piling up around the house. I know if you're anything like us, there's a large, long list of things that need to be to get done. And we give anything to be able to knock them out one thing after another. But here's the problem. maybe you're a little bit like us, that even though we've got the things on the list, the stuff we want to fix around the house, a lot of those things are going to have to wait for another year. Why? Because we don't have unlimited resources. We don't have all the moments and all the money we could ever need to make things new. And as we think about our lives, not just the things we might dream of doing, but just the things we're going to face in the coming year, we don't have it within us. We don't have the power to make all things new. And as we start going into this year together, into this important new chapter in the life of Good Life, I think we have to realize a huge idea, that this new year is going to be the same old year unless we do something new. That unless something changes about the way we did things in the last 12 months, then the next 12 months are going to look a lot like the same. And so as we dive into this year together, I think what we need to do is really grasp the idea that a new calendar is certain. We're going to get a new 12 months, but are they really going to be a new year? And so as we spend some time in God's Word over the next few minutes, I want you to turn your attention to Psalm 119. To a chapter that's the longest chapter in the Bible, but it is packed full of some truths that I think we can apply to our lives. In Psalm 119, verse 1, it says this: "Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong, but walk in his ways." That word blessed, in a biblical context, is communicating being joyful. It's about being peaceful. It's about being happy. And you know, we wish each other a happy new year. But to be honest, what we're really doing is saying, I hope this year's better than last year. What we're saying is we hope that the trajectory of your life is upward and it's not regressing. We hope you can be happy. But if we're following our way, if we're following our path, the chances of us being happy, the chances of us being blessed are very, 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 very slim. Each new year promises a clean slate. It promises sort of a start over, a redo, a reset for us. But if we don't start doing something new, this new year is going to be just like all the old ones. If something doesn't change, we're going to have the same regrets in the year to come. We're going to regret all the times that we interact with our family and we really lose our temper because our patience runs thin. We're going to regret all the opportunities that we had to communicate God's word, to share the good news of the gospel, and all those times that we fell short, all those times that we shrunk back into the shadows, all that times that our boldness sort of melted. We're going to regret those. And maybe, you know, when those trials and those storms come in the new year, maybe we won't be ready because we're trying the same old stuff in a brand new calendar. You know, the moment when you need God's truth, the moment that you need his foundational truths to be evident and present in your life, that moment's too late to go back and find your Bible. It's too late to connect into a group. It's too late in that moment for you to have what you need. Sometimes we just don't know what's coming. Every Christmas, the Kennard family, we hit the road. We go to visit family in various states. And last Christmas, we hit the road. We drove 2,000 miles through 5 states to see both sides of the family. And we were gone for a while. And I'm a little bit OCD about packing. I'm very, very careful about making sure everybody has everything they need. I drive everybody crazy getting into the car and making sure we've maximized all of the cubic square footage of the car. But as we were packing, I was checking the weather for the states we were going to be in. And it looked like it was going to be perfect. Highs in the low 60s, lows in the high 40s. Like it was going to be just enough winter for these Floridians to be able to remember what it's like to have seasons. We were so excited about that. And then we got up there and everything was wonderful. We had a good time with the family. But the tail end of our trip, we were up in Virginia with Julie's side. And we had a wonderful time of fellowship, celebrating Christmas together, handing out the gifts, watching the kids play. We were able to referee all the cousins and make sure nobody killed each other. But one of the things we missed was this. It was freezing cold. You see, when I'd done all the checking of the forecast was shorter than our trip. You see, I couldn't see far enough into the future to know what the weather was going to be like. The high for our 4 days in Virginia was 32 degrees. Let me say that again. The high was 32 degrees. And what did this thin-blooded Floridian pack? nothing but a windbreaker. No hat, no gloves, and no sense. I was freezing. We spent one of the days completely outside, touring Thomas Jefferson's house, way up on the top of the hill. The wind was whipping through there, and all I had was a windbreaker, and it was 14 degrees that day. See, here's the thing. I love to plan, I love to prepare, I love to feel like we're stepping into a situation to be successful as a family. But I had no idea that just over the horizon was a blast of Arctic air that was going to chill me to the bones. See, here's the thing. No matter how well I thought I had planned, no matter how well I thought I had packed, there were things that I just couldn't see. And this new year is going to be filled with things that come into our lives that we just don't see them coming. Situations that we can't possibly know are just over the horizon. Heartbreaks, temptations, trials and struggles and storms. We don't know those things are coming. But while we don't know what to prepare for, it doesn't mean we can't be prepared. We can't see over the horizon, but God can. And spending time with the one who knows what's coming is one of the best ways for us to make sure that the new year is truly new. Spending time in the next year knowing him and making him known is one of the best ways to make sure that we, as the Good Life family, are living out our purpose. What can we do in 2019 to make sure that there's less regrets and more obedience? Look at verse 9 in Psalm 119. It says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." This new year is going to be the same old year unless you do something new. For this year to be truly different, we have to store up God's word in our hearts and pour it out of our lives with his love. And here's a question that I ask myself, and I'll ask you too. Have you spent 20 years or 10 years or 25 years walking with the Lord, growing in your love for him? Or do you have really just 1 year of experience 20 times? You know, if we're doing the same old things year in and year out and never diving deeper into his love, going deeper into his word, stepping further and further outside of our comfort zones, then really we're just doing the same old year over and over and over again. And while we may have been a Christian for 20 years, we really haven't grown like we should have. Are you ready to see God work in you and through you in this new year? Then let this new year and this new season for Good Life, let it be a chance for you to truly step beyond where you've been comfortable before, step deeper into the love and grace of Jesus Christ, and let's see God do something amazing, not only in us, but among us and through us. I want to leave you with 4 challenges. Challenge number 1, I want to challenge you to say yes to grace. I'm not just talking about being saved, although I pray that you are. That I wanted to challenge you to say yes to grace in every moment of every day, to the grace that God has shown you through Jesus Christ, not thinking that this year is all about you trying harder to be a better version of you. That would not be success. The secret to honoring God is making sure that you are resting in his grace. When Jesus was on the cross, with his last shout, he declared, "It is finished." And I'm going to tell you, in 2019, it still is. He has paid the price that we could never pay. He made a way where there was no way. And so this year, you can rest in his grace. And from that position, live the life he's called you to live. I challenge you. Say yes to grace. Challenge 2, I challenge you to say yes to forgiveness. From that position of resting in God's grace, from knowing what he's done for you and knowing that you've been forgiven, I want to challenge you in this year to forgive others. Now, I wasn't planning to share this originally, but the Lord kept pressing this thought on my heart. And so I truly believe that there's somebody out there this morning, somebody out there on this last Sunday of 2018 who is carrying a heavy burden of unforgiveness. You have saddled yourself with bitterness and with anger, and it is holding you back from being the person that God has called you to be and from making sure that you can live a life that loves enough to share the good news and to share life. I encourage you to forgive as you have been forgiven, to lay down that burden that you have been carrying, and to trust that even if that person hasn't asked for and doesn't deserve your forgiveness, that's not the basis of why we forgive. I encourage you in 2019 to forgive as you have been forgiven. Third challenge is this. I want to encourage you to say yes to service. What I mean by service is that you're going to love enough to put yourself out there to meet the needs of others. That you're going to go from an inward focus to an outward focus. It's going to be evident in your workplace, in your neighborhood, maybe most importantly in your family. And it's going to be evident in your church. As we head into this new season of Good Life, this is all hands on deck. This is everybody plays a part. This church is about a vision of seeing more than 500,000 people in our 2-county area come to know Jesus. And that is not going to happen just from the stage. And that's not just going to happen just on Sunday mornings. It's got to happen in your life, in every encounter, that the good news of Jesus Christ is pouring out of you by the way you're willing to serve others. So serve where you work, serve where you live, and serve where you worship. Say yes to service. And the last challenge is this. I encourage you to say yes to Scripture. I encourage you that I don't believe you'll ever know how to respond to the voice of God until you've learned to hear the voice of God. Be able to pick it out of the noise of life, that His voice would cut through all of the chaos, and that in even the most noisy moments of life, you'd go, "Yes, Lord, I hear you." And that'll only happen if you say yes to His word. I will put to you that sometimes it feels like we don't have time to do it, but when I'm honest, I know I don't have time not to be in God's word. See, you plan to fail when you fail to plan. So as Good Life Church, we put to you guys the Good Life Journal. If you haven't downloaded the app, you need to do that. And that app gives you a daily selection from God's word that you can not only read on your own, that we can all read together. And so we want to make sure that you're doing that, that you're tapping into that, that you're using that. And while we do that, we believe that you want to read the Bible. I believe I want to read the Bible, but I also know that sometimes we struggle to do it. And I just want to leave you with a story that challenges me every time I struggle to read God's word. There's a story of a guy who was involved in an explosion. He was badly disfigured. He lost both of his hands. He lost his eyesight. And his face was very disfigured. And what was so disappointing for him was not just the physical infirmities that he was going to face. It's the fact that he was a new Christian. And he knew because he couldn't see, because he lost his hands, he was not going to be able to read God's word anymore. But he heard a story about somebody in England who was using Braille, and they were reading it with their lips. So with excitement, he ordered some books of the Bible in Braille, and he got them in. And when he leaned in to try it out for the first time, and he took his lips and he put it across those raised bumps, he was heartbroken because the nerve endings in his lips were too damaged for him to be able to detect the minute differences between those bumps. So he kept trying and kept trying, hoping that the nerves would heal themselves and he'd be able to feel it. But it was to no avail. Try after try after try just didn't work until one day, as he put his lips to the Word of God, his tongue touched the page. And he realized in that moment that his tongue was still sensitive enough to be able to detect the Braille language. He began to read God's Word, rubbing the tip of his tongue across the dots. And to date, he's read through the entire Bible 4 times, using nothing but the tip of his tongue. Sometimes we struggle to read God's word. Sometimes we struggle to spend time with him. But if that guy can read through the Bible 4 times, what's our excuse? This new year is going to be the same old year, unless we do something new. If you had unlimited resources, if you had all the money and all the moments you could possibly have, there's things you would change. But I will put to you that when it comes to living a life for Christ and for being a part of the body of Christ, we have everything we could possibly ever need. We have the completed work of Jesus. We have the power of the Holy Spirit alive in us. We have the love of the Father and the fellowship of the church. We have everything we could possibly need to do everything that God desires. So the key to experiencing a new year, the key is for us to make a renewed commitment to pursue God, to obey God, and to know God. That we would take this year and not go, I wish I had the resources to do it. But in 2019, as followers of Jesus Christ and as members of the Good Life family, we will say, this is the year where we are going to see our community change, our families change, our church change. So I put to you that that won't happen unless we embrace those challenges. In particular, embracing the challenge of spending time with God every single day. And don't ever leave those moments. Not just saying you're read and you check it off and you move on into your day. Don't ever leave those moments, those still quiet moments with your Heavenly Father, without asking the question, now what? Lord, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to love? Who needs to hear the good news that has already changed my life? You know, if we do that 300 plus times, 300 plus days this year, if the Good Life family encounters God in His Word and says, now what? There's no way this is going to be the same old year. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we're blown away by your love for us, and we're blown away by how you've provided for us. And Lord, sometimes in the busyness of life, we get into routines. There are deep ruts in the roads of our lives, and our wheels just seem to settle into them. Lord, I pray that in this coming year, you would allow us and empower us and change us to where our sole desire is to know you and to make you known. That you would move in our hearts and in our lives to make you known to a lost and dying world. Lord, there are 500,000 people in our two-county area that don't know you. But you have planted Good Life here for this time, in this place, to reach this community. And Lord, I pray this is not the same old year, but this is a year where we see you move in mighty ways. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, hey, church family, that was a powerful word from Kel, and just a great challenge for us. And you know, it's just our heart today that, again, like we were saying, no matter where you're at, no matter where you're seeing this video, we believe that even though we're not necessarily gathering in the same room, that God wants to meet you right where you are today. And just like we would always do as a people, it's our heart that when we hear the word of God, we have a chance to respond. So wherever you're at this morning as you're hearing this, I just encourage you to, let's respond together to those truths that we just heard.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. And I believe in you. Oh, I believe in rose again. Oh, I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, we believe you are. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God. Believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again.
Amen. Well, church family, thank you guys so much for tuning in and joining us. I love it when we get to scatter as a church family, but still gather together. Hey, we hope that you guys are having an amazing holiday season and a Christmas and New Year's, and we cannot wait to see you guys January 6th as we gather and kick off this new year together. We'll see you guys then.